Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm tremendously well. All the better for talking to your good self.
Oh, stop the flattery. It never works on me.
No, it doesn't actually. Kind of wasting my time. He knows the real deal. Carl, talk to me about the Paddy Power Comedy Festival, because it is happening across the weekend of the 24th to 27th of July this weekend coming. Lots of people are going to be very excited to go see the bits, but that's the great thing about it, isn't it? That there's loads of bits happening.
Loads happens. It's one of those things, if you have a ticket for an 8 o'clock show, you should be going in there at 2 o'clock because there's lots of things on. There's loads of street performers who turn into park performers to show off their versatility. There's also kind of sometimes smaller free shows going on. There's lots going on. There's lots going on all day. There's food there. There's all kinds of crack there. It's kind of, and the fun thing it is for Dublin is you just get on the Lewis and get off the Lewis.
That's true, and you're there.
And you get on the Lewis and you go home.
If you were to be a street or park performer, what would be your act? You're not allowed to stand up. What would you do if you had to kind of impress me at traffic lights?
I think everyone would suggest I'd be a mime, because they've kind of hinted at that before.
Take the microphone away from that guy.
Just shut up. I can't juggle. I used to be able to juggle a bit. But I don't know what I'd do. I'd have to talk somehow.
Yeah. I mean, could you talk while on a tightrope between two traffic lights?
Oh, I don't have the balance. Again, I don't have the balance. I know my luck, a bus would be followed by a truck, followed by one of those trucks that has 20 cars on
Yeah. It wouldn't be good. No, it wouldn't be good. Although, if it was one of the open-top tour buses, you might just be taken away on a tour of the Liberties or something.
Yeah, it's just the tightrope. I just don't know. Balancing while wearing a leotard is just, it's not me.
I don't know. I'd pay to see
don't
that.
Don't ask me how I know.
come here. When you're doing, I'm looking at your list of shows here. You're emceeing a couple of shows, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah.
So talk to me about that as a non-comedian, non-stand-up. I don't really, I know what an MC is, what an MC does, but yeah. What's the differing requirements for an MC? Like, what happens if you're too funny?
Well, if you're too funny, it's not a problem at a festival like the Paddy Power, because the acts are good. So
right.
They can follow it.
Right.
And they want you to. It's literally, there's some comedians I've worked with as a support act or as a MC, and they go, don't hold back.
Right.
They prefer
they want
the
you.
Audience already laughing and laughing. So the better the act, the more they want you to do well.
Gotcha.
They're easy gigs to MC because you have a long front row. The people are well up for it. And they're kind of, it sounds like a weird thing to say, but the audience are almost trained in comedy in that they've seen comedy before.
Gotcha.
Which makes them a better audience.
Okay.
So sometimes you'll go to a small town and everyone's excited, but they're shouting out stuff and you're going, no, that's not
how it works. Yeah, I'm the one with the microphone.
Okay, you went to college with my cousin. That's very important now.
And is it the hardest job in comedy then? Because I mean, like you are walking out to the audience first. Your job is to warm them up and get them laughing. Whereas the main act is ready to walk out and go, yeah, well, Carl's done the hard work. Now I'm going to get stuck in there and do my routine.
I think it's easy because you have options. So what you can do is lower the expectations. Go, what do you do? Where are you from?
Yeah.
And if you weave that into comedy gold, people are far more impressed because you, oh my God, he didn't know what was coming, but I'm doing this 25 years. There's very few answers
that you haven't thought of.
You haven't heard. I look back, even ones like where years ago I asked, where are you from? And they went, Norway. And I went, oh, drop the R, no way. And in the moment, it was great. And I felt like patting myself on the back. But any time since someone goes Norway, I feel like it's like I've tricked them somehow.
You've done that
like I'm
joke.
Looking for blonde people with symmetrical faces in the audience. Please be from Norway.
Okay, well, we can't wait to see you. Carl's going to be in the Paddy Power Comedy Festival. He's emceeing the Only Joke In stage on Thursday at 9:30 and the Bleeding Massive stage at 7:30 on Friday. It's going to be a hell of a show. Carl, you're a big music fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I would consider myself, yes. Let's go with that. Yeah.
Yeah. For the purposes of this conversation, absolutely, Dave.
Yeah, that's what the cool kids would say. So yeah, I'm a big music fan.
No, I think you genuinely are, though. You can be as modest as you like, but you are, yeah. And did you at one point, were you buying every number one single? Is that true?
Yes, that is true. That is true.
And what happened? Because it sounds like you were buying them, but you're not anymore.
Do you know what made me stop?
Go on.
But when it was before downloads kind of really kicked in, where there were still physical singles available.
Yeah.
I couldn't justify buying Mr. Blobby. I just couldn't do it. And it made me stop and go, oh.
So Mr. Blobby, was he 90s? Naughty 90s?
That was mid 90s. Mid 90s, right.
Mr. Blobby, who, of course, if people who have a certain age don't know, but I mean, he was an inflatable spotted man who just went or something like that. And he had a number one single.
Like that. I think Babe from Take That was the number one before it.
So yes.
I think that was the number one before it. So I do have Babe. The calendar version. It's like a calendar.
Oh.
The cover is like a calendar.
Yes, I remember it. Take That, one of my favorite bands of all time. In fact, one of my kind of full circle moments, Carl, was for my 21st birthday, I was in Russia and I was living over there, and a friend of mine, Ross, came to visit me, and as a present, he got me the final Take That single, CD1 and CD2 of Never Forget, which came with a Take That t-shirt. And then that was in the 90s when I lived there. But then, in about 5 years ago, 7 years ago, whenever it was, flew to London, hung out with Take That, brought my t-shirt and got all the lads to sign it.
No way. That's amazing.
It was tremendous.
If you only could go back, you could be the coolest guy in Russia for the second time.
I'm glad you said it. You're so right. I was so cool at the time.
I know people talk about you're a big music fan, and now I'm going, I really enjoyed, I was first on the Take That bandwagon back in the day.
Listen, when Gary Barlow lay in a boxing ring and rubbed jelly into his bare buttocks, I think that is the test of whether or not you're a true music fan.
It was after that. It was A Million Love Songs.
I was
and still am a big Wham fan, and I thought they were of the same. I like lots of other stuff. The Pixies, the Smiths, I have cool stuff as well.
But I also like that.
I don't know if you're watching Mixtape on BBC. I absolutely loved it.
No, I missed that.
It's four-part thing. It's halfway through it at the moment. I watched it on the iPlayer because I was in the
of
UK.
Of course,
recently,
yes. You know, there's no VPNs involved. No, none whatsoever. I get you.
But it was right up my street. I would consider myself the greatest mixtape maker in the history.
If only mixtapes. In fact, that could be your street performance. You would look into traffic or into passers-by and go, I know, just give me 2 hours. Come back in 2 hours, I'll have your mixtape ready to go.
Just what you need. But it could take lines of dialogue from movies. I was about that, taking stuff from everywhere. And loads of, and it was people, I'd give them to people and they'd go, oh, listen, it was all right. And then they'd come back a couple of weeks later, I can't stop listening to it.
Wow. Did you ever use it to find love?
No, I would have given them to people. I would have given them to men and women. And then girls would go, oh, thank you for that, but Carl, I'm not in. And I went, what are you talking about?
I was just giving you a mixtape. There was no ulterior motive at all.
Yeah, this was, I copied even just straight, like a full album for someone. And they said, oh, I like them. I said, oh, it's their album. I'll copy it for you. I'll give them a cassette the following day. And then their boyfriend comes looking for me. And I'm like,
Calm down.
I did his girlfriend a favor. His girlfriend that I have no interest in.
Oh, Carl, brilliant. Very quickly before you go, what are you currently obsessed with, Carl?
Well, trying to get cassettes back in the business. Transfers. Football transfers.
You're as big a football head as I am, I think. Yeah.
So I think United will be okay this season. I'd say they'll finish ninth, is my guess. They've added goals, which they didn't have last year.
Yes.
Still a couple more players to
progress.
Come in,
progress. But don't forget as well, I recently went to Brentford's last home game of the season with my under 13s, now to be under 14s team. And while I was there, there was a gentleman behind me, a solid London man who'd been going to see Brentford for years, has followed them to the new stadium and all the rest. But he had a very interesting cheer for Mr. Mbeumo, who was recently about to officially sign for Manchester United.
Yeah.
He didn't call him Mbumo. He didn't have some kind of smart chant. He literally just went this, "Come on, Brian!" He just kept shouting that at the top of his voice, slightly camp. "Come on, Brian!" And so that is absolutely what I'll be starting in my trips to Old Trafford this season, is getting everybody to shout, "Come on, Brian."
Well, you have to do it, or else we'll have to sign that Brentford fan as well.
Yeah. He might come, you never know. And my last question for you, Carl, is do you wash your legs in the shower? Because I don't.
I tend to, yeah, because I'm aware of this issue, and I would have been very much on the Dave side of the argument.
Good. And what happened?
No, I'm in the gym. I go to the gym a lot now.
Right.
I just do, maybe because the shower gel's free.
And the other big hunky guy is rubbing your calves. I mean, it all adds up.
No, trust me, there's no big hunky guys. It's like I'm going to an old folks gym. It's like I'm sneaking in as an undercover cop going, "Yeah, I'm 53, but they'll never spot it. The hair loss has given me a good undercover."
Carl, great to catch up. Great to chat to you. Enjoy the Paddy Power Comedy Festival. Laugh your pants off. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. Enjoy it all this weekend.
Thanks a million. See you, Dave.
Thanks, Carl. Cheers. Bye. Dave Moore on Today FM.